This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah formally submitted his resignation today. Addressing media, he confirmed that the resignation letter was officially handed over to the Governor's Secretary in Bengaluru. Mr. Siddaramaiah said he requested the Governor to invite the Chief Minister designate D.K. Shivakumar to assume office as his government enjoys an absolute majority in the Assembly with the support of over 136 MLAs. The Chief Minister designate, Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar, is one of the senior leaders of the Karnataka Congress. He informed that the High Command had offered him a Rajya Sabha seat, which he added he had humbly refused. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has released revised examination dates and admit cards for the Common University Entrance Tests undergraduate CUET UG 2026 examinations for admission to programs across central and participating universities. The examination will now be conducted on the 31st of this month and 6th and 7th of next month. The examination, which was scheduled for today, was rescheduled due to Eid al-Adha. NTA said that the admit cards for candidates appearing for the test on Sunday can be downloaded from the official website of NTA, cuet.nta.nic.in. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has reiterated the government's firm commitment to identify and deport every illegal immigrant from the country. Addressing a public rally after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for various developmental projects worth Rs. 340 crore, in the Gandhinagar Lok Sabha constituency of Gujarat today, Mr. Shah emphasized that the government is committed to securing the borders and eradicating illegal immigration in the country.
Our government's resolve is to identify and deport every single infiltrator from across the country. For this purpose, Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji has decided to constitute a demographic change committee. This high-powered committee will examine the causes behind the artificial demographic changes taking place across the country, suggest measures to address them, and also consider whether any new laws are required for this purpose. The demographic change committee will submit its report within 1 year, and we will work towards preventing artificial demographic changes.
Demographic change jo hai usko rokne ka hum kaam karenge.
President Draupadi Murmu has urged the police force to become more citizen-centric and sensitive while dealing with the vulnerable sections, especially women, the poor and children. President Murmu was speaking after conferring the prestigious President's Police Colour to the Sikkim Police during Alankaran Parade held in Gangtok this morning. She appreciated the role of the Sikkim Police in maintaining law and order and in disaster management.
पुलिस व्यवस्था को अधिक सिटीजन फ्रेंडली बनाए जाना चाहिए ताकि सामान्य लोग बिना भय के अपनी समस्या दर्ज करा सके महिलाओं बच्चों और कमजोर वर्गों के प्रति संवेदनशील व्यवहार को भी प्राथमिकता देनी चाहिए साइबर क्राइम ऑनलाइन फ्रॉड हैकिंग और डीप फेक जैसी नई चुनौतियां सामने आ रही इन नई चुनौतियों से निपटने के लिए पुलिस को लेटेस्ट टेक्नोलॉजी साइबर सिक्योरिटी और डिजिटल इन्वेस्टिगेशन में
In a significant development for wildlife conservation in Gujarat and Kutch, four cheetahs from Madhya Pradesh will be relocated to the Banni grasslands in Kutch. The National Tiger Conservation Authority, NTCA, and the Cheetah Steering Committee have approved the translocation of two male and two female African cheetahs currently rehabilitated in Madhya Pradesh to the Banni grassland ecosystem. With this move, Gujarat is set to become the second home for cheetahs in India after the Kuno National Park in Madhya Pradesh. The festival of sacrifice, Eid al-Adha or Bakrid, is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. People offered prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. Eid al-Adha is celebrated to commemorate the willingness of Prophet Ibrahim to sacrifice his only son in obedience of God's command. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted the people on the occasion. India and China have reviewed the situation in border areas and expressed satisfaction with the progress made in maintaining peace and tranquility. The meeting was held during 35th meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs held in Beijing yesterday. The two sides discussed issues pertaining to delimitation, border management, mechanism building and cross-border cooperation. And in badminton, India enjoyed an impressive day at the Singapore Open today with Lakshya Sen, PV Sindhu, the men's doubles pair of Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy, and the mixed doubles duo of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krusto all advancing to the quarterfinals. And with that, we end this news bulletin.